我想大家都有一个很愉快的感恩节的周末哈。
I'm sure that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.
能够和家人和朋友一起来庆祝感恩节。
Can celebrate this Thanksgiving with your family and friends.
特别是在这个疫情当中，我们知道我们有很多的感恩。
And especially during pandemic, I'm sure we have a lot of Thanksgiving.
因为我们每一天的生命都是神的恩典。
Because every single day is God's blessing.
你知道在美国的生活呢常常会有求职的工作。
You know, in this country, that very often there's interviews.
那么你去求职的话呢常常人家要去面试你。
And so when you're looking for a job, the first start with the interview.
那么在面试当中啊一个很常见的问题啊人家会问你你的职业目标是什么。
And very often they will ask you one question, what is your goal of the job?
为什么？因为这个问题很重要。
And because this is a very important question.
因为这样的问题呢，会告诉我们你这个人会不会有一个动力去做一个事情。
This question will be able to tell that whether you have a motivation for your career.
那么以前有一个主管，他就 interview 人一个职位，他就开始问这个。人他问这个同样的问题，你的职业目标是什么
？And so this is one manager asks an interviewee that what is your goal for your job?
那么这个人回答非常有意思哈。
And the person who answered very interestingly.
他说我的职业目标，我说将来坐你的位置。
And my goal actually is to be in your position one day.
哎，结果他还真拿到这个工作了。
So actually he really received the job offer.
因为这个主管其实并不在乎别人是不是要拿他的位置，而说这个人他会有动力去做事情。
The manager really didn't care whether he wanted to take his job or not, but he knows that person has a motivation.
所以啊，人的生活是要有目标的哈。
And so, therefore, we need to have a goal.
如果没有目标的话，我们很快的就会失去生活的动力。
And if we without a goal, we lose the motivation.
所以每个人都向往一个幸福美满的生活。
Everybody who yearn for a better life.
而且我们都会为之去努力。
And for that, we work for it.
那么幸运的人呢，我们会达到我们的目标。
The one was fortunate will we achieve our goal.
那最好的是能够超过我们所思所想的。
And sometimes the best actions will be exceeding what we expected.
那很多的时候，我们可能我们想。达到的目标我们没有办法达到。
And very often we cannot achieve what we wanted.
这时候难免会有一些失落和一些沮丧。
And sometimes you get a little frustrated and feel sense of loss.
其实不论是哪种情况哈。
It doesn't matter what situation we're in.
那么每个人我们都会走过一段不寻常的道路。
We will all walk through a very unusual path.
不管你是能够得到那个东西还是得不到那个东西
，Whether you have achieved it or not achieved it，
我们都会有一些意想不到的收获。
So we have a very unusual gains。
那么弟兄姐妹，我们知道，在传福音的时候，我们常常讲一个四个属灵的定律，对不对
？Very often we share the gospel, we talk about four spiritual laws。
哎，大家知道不知道这个四个属灵定律
？Do you know the four spiritual laws？
啊，第一条，好像不太清楚哈。
You don't remember.
传福音跟人讲四个属灵的定律，第一个就是说，神爱你，并且为你的生命预备了一个美好的计划。
God loves you, and He has prepared a beautiful plan for you.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个计划是什么
？Do you know what's the plan?
或者说，你已经知道这个计划，你在这个计划当中的进展又是如何的
？And even if you know the plan, do you know what's the progress in that plan?
所以今天我们就一起来思考亚伯拉罕的故事。
So today, let's continue to study the story of Abraham.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的一生也会这样让我们来思想我们自己的一生。
And so when we think about his life, then can reflect our life.
那么这个故事是讲到以撒出生的这一段的经历。
And story talk about Isaac was born.
那这是亚伯拉罕一生的高潮。
And this is the climax of the Abraham's life.
因为他终于得到他梦寐以求的东西。
So finally he got what he really wanted.
那么今天这个故事能够带给我们什么样的启示
？So what kind of life that will bring us we can think about today?
所以我们来看这段的经文，就在创世纪的第二十一章。
So let's look at the Bible. It's in Genesis 21.
你如果圣经，请打开圣经《创世纪》第二十一章。
You have a Bible, please turn to Genesis chapter 21.
第一节到第二十一节。
The verse 1 to 21.
我们有没有圣经 ？Anderson， 如果没有圣经的，请给大家发一些圣经。手上没有哦，我们在 office 应该有哈。我们看来 要把这个圣经再拿过来一些才。
So next time we need to bring more Bibles into the sanctuary.、
所以在创世纪第二十一章这样讲：耶和华按着先前的话眷顾撒拉，便照他所说的给撒拉成就。
And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken.
当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期。就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him.
亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子起名叫以撒。
And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac.
以撒生下来第八日，亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的，给以撒行了割礼。
Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 years old.And 8 days old, as God had commanded him.
他儿子以撒生的时候，亚伯拉罕年100岁。
Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him.
撒拉说：“神使我喜笑，凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。”
And Sarah said, "God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me."
又说：“谁能预先对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉要乳养婴孩呢？”因为在他年老的时候，我给他生了一个儿子。
She also said, "Who will have said to Abraham that Sarah will nurse a children? For I have borne him a son in his old age."
孩子渐长就断了奶。以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的宴席。
So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned.
当时撒拉看见。埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子嬉笑。
So as Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had born to Abraham, scoffing,
就对亚伯拉罕说：“你把这使女和她的儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。”
Therefore, she said to Abraham, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son."For the son of this bondwoman shall not be here up with my son, namely with Isaac.
亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁。
And the matter was very displeasing Abraham's sight because of his son.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“你不必为这童子和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从撒拉生的。”才要称为你的后裔。
But God said to Abraham, "Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad, or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac you see shall be called."
至于使女的儿子，我也必使他的后裔成立一国，因为他是你所生的。
Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed.
亚伯拉罕清早起来。拿饼和一皮带水给了夏甲，搭在他肩上，又把孩子交给他，打发他走。夏甲就走了，在别是巴的旷野走迷了路。
So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and putting it on her shoulder, he gave it to the boy and Hagar and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba.
皮带的水用尽了。夏甲就把孩子撇在小树底下。
And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs.
自己走开约有一箭之远，相对而坐，说：“我不忍见孩子死，就相对而坐，放声大哭。”
Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shoot, for she said to herself, "Let me not see the death of the boy." So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept.
神听见童子的声音，神的使者从天上呼叫夏甲说：“夏甲，你为何这样呢？不要害怕， 神已经听见童子的声音了。
And God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is.
起来，把童子抱在怀中，我必使他的后裔成为大国。
Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation.
神使夏甲的眼睛明亮，他就看见一口水井，便去将皮带盛满了水，给童子喝。
Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the skin with water, and gave the lad a drink.
神保佑童子，他就见长，住在旷野，成了弓箭手。
So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer.
他住在巴兰的旷野，他母亲从埃及地给他娶了一个妻子。
He dwelt in the wilderness of a Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt.
那么这段经文的话，主要是讲了两个事情。
And so in this passage, talk about two things.
第一节到第七节是讲到以撒的出生。
And the verse 1 to 7 talk about a birth of Isaac.
第八节到第十二节讲到夏甲母子被赶走的事情。
And so from the 8 to 12 that talk about they were removed from the home.
那么在整个亚伯拉罕的故事中，我们看到作者用了大量的篇幅来讲到预言说以撒出生的事情。
And in the very God used there's a many chapter talk about the that what prophesied that Isaac was going to be born.
但是到了以撒出生的这个事情，我们看这个段这个报告就非常的简短，只用了七节经文。
Once he was born, it would describe his birth only use the seven verses.
但是其中仍然有一些属灵的亮光。
But there's a lot of spiritual insight.
所以有两个主题我们应当引起注意的。
And so there's a two theme that we really need to pay attention.
一个就是上帝所说的。
And one's a what God has spoken.
我们看第一节就讲到耶和华按着先前的话和便照着他所说的。
So we talk about that, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah.
那第二节跟第四节也分别讲到神所说的。
And verse 2 and 4, the fourth, also talk about God had spoken.
就这里强调的就是说上帝所说的必定会成就。
And this is talk about whatever God has spoken, it will be accomplished.
一切是按照上帝的计划和他所预定的发生。
It's according to God's plan will happen.
那么上帝的应许成就并不是按照亚伯拉罕自己所预想的时间。
And so the time is not according to Abraham's timing, but it's according to God's time.
也不是萨拉所计划的。
It's not what Sarah planned.
那么上帝在一切不可能之中成就了那个无限的可能。
But God has fulfilled the infinite possibilities.
那么第二个主题就是讲到以撒这个名字哈。
And the second part talk about Isaac's name.
我们知道以撒的这个名字意思就是他笑了哈。
And his name meaning is laugh.
那么我们知道这里面以撒的名字居然出现了四次。
And so his name actually appeared four times.
那第六节撒拉的是喜笑又出现两次。
And so in verse 6, he said laugh twice.
所以欢笑是一个主题。
And the laugh actually is a theme.
当神按着他的应许为我们成就的时候，那个就是一个欢喜快乐的时光。
So when God's word has been fulfilled, and that's the time we need to laugh and enjoy.
所以亚伯拉罕后裔这个难题最后是上帝来解决的。
And so, the Abraham's problem that God has solved the problem.
这个不是按照人的计谋。
And it's not according to God's man's plan.
乃是按着神的计划。
But it's according to God's plan.
所以啊，上帝的作为是我们人生意义的一个关键。
So God's word is the critical point of our life.
不但亚伯拉罕的人生是如此，我们的人生也是如此。
And so that is Abraham's life is also our life as well.
所以上帝为亚伯拉罕成就了大事。
And God did a great thing for Abraham.
那么他不仅是为了亚伯拉罕。
It's not only did for Abraham.
大家要知道，这是整个上帝救赎计划当中一个非常重要的一环。
This is an extremely important part of entire mankind's redemption.
同样，上帝为我们每一个人也预定了一个计划。
But God also prepared a plan for each one of us.
但这个计划只有放在上帝国度的这个框架当中，那么才能够显出它的意义。
This plan must be placed under the framework of God's kingdom in order to realize his significance.
所以亚伯拉罕和撒拉相信了上帝给他们的应许。
Abraham and Sarah believed God's promise.
那么上帝在他们身上的计划就得以实现。
So God's plan was fulfilled.
那么你可能会问，那么上帝为亚伯拉罕成就的，那上帝难道会不会为我也会成就。
So you have this question that what God has done for Abraham, was that do God has a plan for me?
我想这是一个很好的问题。
This is a very a good question.
所以你首先要有问题才能有答案。
So you first you have to have a question, then you will have an answer.
现在的情况是我们很多人不问这样的问题，说他永远都不会有这个答案。
So unfortunately, a lot of people don't even ask the question, so you will never have an answer.
我们为什么不问这个问题呢？
Why we don't ask the question?
因为我们不需要上帝的计划。
Because we don't want God's plan.
我们每个人有我们自己的计划。
We do our own plan.
所以很多的时候是我们求上帝来祝福我们的计划。
Very often we ask God to bless our plan.
而不是我们要行在上帝的计划当中。
But we're not walking in God's plan.
更有甚者。
So sometimes even more.
我们很多的时候把自己的计划要包装起来。
And sometimes we even package our plan.
看起来更像上帝的计划。
It looks like God's plan.
其实骨子里头还是我们自己的计划。
But inside actually is still our own plan.
所以啊，这样的话，当我们跟上帝的目标不一致的时候
，So we have inconsistent our plan and God's plan.
这个时候我们活得累啊。
And we work our lives become hard.
因为你在很多你做事上，你经历不到神的同在。
In your life, you cannot experience God's existence.
所以你没有神的那个能力在那里。
So you do not have the strength from the Lord.
所以你就很难够真正的能有那种从天而来的能力。
So you do not have the strength coming from the heaven.
那昨天有一个年轻人，他就非常羡慕那个做模特的。那个职业哈。
And in the past, there was young person really envy the career model.
因为他觉得做模特挣钱很多。
Is he or she?
She.
She. So she feels that being a model that can make a lot of money.
而且你看这个也很光彩嘛，你像你照片啊，登在杂志上啊，广告啊，大大的照片到的商店里都可以去摆啊。
So it looks good because your picture will be all over the place on the advertisement or in the store.
所以说他决定说我要去做模特。
So she decides she want to be a model.
那么他果然的去应征，哎，居然也被录用了哈。
And so she was hired as a model.
当他第一张这个拿到这个薪水的时候，哎呀，这个薪水真的很好。
The first paycheck that she was so overjoyed.
所以他非常开心。
Very happy.
所以租了一个很豪华的公寓。
And she rent a very luxury apartment.
然后呢，买了很多贵重的东西。
Bought a lot of expensive things.
哎呀，他觉得他真是，这是他最想要，他是梦寐以求的生活。
And this was her dream job.
不过过了六个月之后
，After six months,
那么他经纪人就告诉他，你这个 contract， 这个六个月，那后面你就不能再拍了。
After six months, your contract expired.
他说为什么不能拍？我身体很好，没有问题，我可以继续工作的。
And she said, "What's wrong? I feel good and in a good condition. Why not?"
那经纪人就跟他讲，这个模特这个工作，你不能曝光太多的。
And so the agent told her that you cannot be overexposed.
你拍了一段时间，那就有一段时间就不会有人再给你拍的了。
So you need to rest for a little while after you are exposed for a
while. 他说那怎么办呢？我这个后面六个月我的生活从哪里找啊
？So she said, "Well, what am I going to do without any income?"
他说你那前面六个月的时候，你应该计划后边六个月你这该怎么办
？So the agent told her that you need to plan ahead to save money for later.
所以很多时候是这样，我们。觉得这个是个很好的，但我们当进去之后，我们才发现 这个不是我们所想象的样子。
Very often we dream about something that we think is good, but once we into it, it's not what we expected.
所以我们不能够持久下去。
So we cannot continue.
因为那个不是神的计划，是我们自己的计划。
Because that's not God's plan, it's our own plan.
可能大家会问，那我怎么会知道神的计划呢？
Some people will ask, how do we know, what do we know God's plan?
特别是神在我身上的计划。
Especially the plan,God's plan for me.
你像亚伯拉罕跟撒拉很清楚了，神天天跟他们讲话，对不对？
And so Abraham and Sarah were full aware of God's plan because God talked to them a lot.
其实神每天每时每刻都在我们周围工作。
But God has been working with us every minute and every day.
我们只要留意的话，就会注意到神在我们身上的工作。
If we pay attention, we will see it.
然后这个要求我们对神的作为有一个适当的回应。
And so that will require us to give a proper response.
我们下面来看这个故事，就看到这个故事里的人对神作为的回应会产生什么样的效果。
So let's look at the passage that what those people's their response to God's action in faith.
那么这第二段经文讲的就是以撒和以实玛利之间的冲突。
And the second passage talks about conflict between Ishmael and Isaac.
那么亚伯拉罕为以撒的出生庆贺大摆宴席啊。
And so there was a huge celebration of Isaac's birth.
这个时候啊是以撒断奶的时间。
And that was just the time that Isaac was weaned.
古代的时候呢人断奶都比较晚啊。
And so in the ancient time, the children or kids were weaned much later.
大概是两三岁的时候。
Until they're two or three years old.
那这样的话呢我们知道以撒两三岁的时候，以实玛利啊，大概差不多十六岁、十七岁的样子。
So if he was two or three years old, Ishmael probably is about 16 or 17 years old.
所以他也不是一个小孩子了。
So he was not a little child anymore.
但是接下来的冲突却导致了夏甲母子呢被赶出家门。
But then the conflict lead into that the Hagar and her son were got kicked out.
这个时候我们就有很多的疑问哈。
So then we will have a lot of questions.
首先这个第九节呢只讲到说这个以实玛利有跟这个以撒有嬉笑哈。
And so talk about the Ishmael and the Isaac, there's a scoffing.
大概是嘲笑以撒的这个名字，因为以撒的名字是他笑了嘛，是不是？
So maybe because was teasing his name, he said because his name meaning is a laugh.
是不是还有其他的事情发生？我们其实圣经没有讲，我们并不是很清楚。
Whether there was anything happened, we're not sure because Bible did not say it.
但是显然以实玛利的存在威胁到了以撒将来来继承亚伯拉罕的产业。
But definitely, obviously, Ishmael threatened Isaac's future inheritance.
所以萨拉作为母亲的，她非常敏感哈，一下就 sense 到说她儿子的威胁。
So Sarah was very sensitive as a mother. She sensed that her sons are being threatened.
所以她要把他们母子赶出去。
So she wanted to kick them out.
这个事情令亚伯拉罕十分的为难。
That make the Abraham very difficult.
因为以实玛利毕竟也是他的儿子。
Ishmael is also his son as well.
因为按照当时的习俗的话呢。虽然这个儿子是使女生的，但是那么生在他的家里面，那么亚伯拉罕有责任来照顾他们。
And so even their son was born by a bondwoman, but that he, Abraham still have a responsibility to support them.
这就为什么上帝要亲自出面来解决这个问题。
And that's why the God has to appear himself.
所以这里实际上是上帝承担了这个责任。
So God here actually assumed the responsibility.
那么这段故事啊，让我们有很多的疑问哈。
So this passage gave us a lot of questions.
第一个疑问说，这小孩子之间这个嬉笑啊、打闹啊，有一点矛盾，这个为什么会这么严重，要一直要把他赶出家门
？Why is this so serious that between the two children, they're teasing or scoffing and lead into them being kicked out？
那为什么上帝好像还为萨拉背书哈，支持这个把他们赶出家门
？Well, it looks like the God actually supports Sarah's action.
那么上帝是不是有偏爱哈
？And so is God play favoritism？
其实，在这个故事当中，我们知道 以实玛利跟以撒是形成了一个鲜明的对照。
So in this story, Ishmael and Isaac form a clear contrast.
以撒是那个受宠爱的。
And Isaac is the favored one.
是蒙应许的。
And it's been promised.
将来要继承产业的。
And one day he's going to inherit the heir.
以实玛利是被歧视的。
And so the Ishmael was being discriminated.
是被放逐的儿子。
And was let go.
其实上帝也有祝福以实玛利。
But the God also blessed Ishmael.
因为上帝给以实玛利的应许跟以撒的应许是不一样的。
And the promise to Ishmael and Isaac is different.
而且上帝给以实玛利的一个应许在圣经中的也多次的出现。
And the promise given to Ishmael appear many times.
第一次是在第十六章，当夏甲从那家里逃出来的是在旷野遇见神。
And the first time is the Hagar escaped and met God in the wilderness.
那么第二次是他见到了，那么第二次是上帝对亚伯拉罕的宣告。
And second time is the announcement that God to Abraham.
那么第三次呢，则是在这一段经文里面第十二节神对亚伯拉罕所说的话，十三节。
And so this is in the verse 13 that God has announced to Abraham.
那么在这一段经文的后面，那么上帝又再一次的应许哈。
And here later that God has made another promise.
那第十八节是上帝对夏甲再一次的应许。
And so in verse 18 is a promise to Hagar.
所以上帝给以实玛利的应许在圣经里重复了四次。
So the promise for Ishmael actually appeared four times.
所以上帝是一个信守诺言的神。
God's a God who keeps his promises.
所以上帝并不会偏心。
And so God is not partial.
那么他祝福了以撒，也祝福了以实玛利。
He blessed the Isaac, also blessed the Ishmael.
只不过他们两个的应许，上帝给的应许跟祝福是不一样的。
But the promise and the blessing are different.
这个问题就在于，这个以实玛利，他是长子哦。
And so the problem is, okay, Ishmael actually is the older son.
自己想一想说，这小玩意儿他比我小十几岁出来，居然所有的财产都给他，我一分都没有，心里有点过不去，对不对？
So he was not balanced when he saw his younger brother was born, now who's going to inherit everything?
所以他如果想要以撒的祝福的话，这就是他的问题了。
So the problem is he wanted the same blessing that just like Isaac did.
那弟兄姐妹，当我们的计划与上帝的计划背道而驰的话，
If we run away from God's plan,
难免就会引火烧身。
And that we're going to bring the fire.
所以以实玛利给我们的教训就是我们应当看到上帝的作为。
And so the lesson we learned that is we need to see God's plan.
而且我们应当适当的去回应。
And so we need to respond appropriately.
当我们不认同上帝在其他人身上的作为，
If we do not agree with the God's plan in other people,
那自然我们也看不到上帝在我们身上的工作。
So we will not see what God's plan in us.
所以我们知道，只知道跟其他人去比较哈。
And so that we only try to compare with other people.
我们不知道自己的长短。
And we do not know our weakness and strength.
这个就是我们的迷失了。
And this is we get lost here.
所以上帝在每个人身上的中的计划是不一样的。
And the plan for everyone is different.
但是我们的终点却是相同的。
The angle is the same.
就是我们将来要在神的国度里继承神给我们的产业。
So we in God's kingdom, that's we're going to inherit what He want to give it to us.
所以重要的不是我们现在扮演什么样的角色，
But it's not that important that what role we play.
而是在上帝给我们的这个角色上，我们能不能够尽心尽力的去做。
And so, but I'd rather the positions assigned to us by God, that whether we can fulfill it faithfully.
所以，那么只有这样的话，我们才能够让上帝的计划在我们的身上得以实现。
So that in order to do that, then we have to follow or respond to God's plan.
那么我去神学院读书的时候，我就遇到了第一个的神学院的教授哈。
And when I went to seminary school, I met one professor.
那这个神学院教授当时他已经八十多岁了。
He was in his 80s.
那么他在神学院教这门课教了五十多年。
He taught one class for about more than 50 years.
那么当然他现在已经去世了哈。
So he already passed away.
可以说是桃李满天下。
That he has so many students everywhere.
那么当他教书教了一段时间，就不断的有人来找他。
And so while he was teaching, so many people invited him.
因为你慢慢的有了名气了，慢慢的越来越好，很多人请他说：“哎呀，我请你到其他的神学院，你可以做院长。”
And so many people invited him because he was so reputable, asked him to become dean of the seminary school.
所以这个 Dr. Hendricks 他不是一次，很多人来找他的哈。
And not only once, it happened many times.
他非常清楚神让他做什么。
He was very clear what God wanted him to do.
他的恩赐是什么
？What was his gift?
他说：“我就不能够离开这个教室的。”
And so I'm not going to leave this classroom.
所以每年的新生进到神学院，第一门课肯定是要选他这个课的。
So all the freshmen, the first classes will be his class.
所以他这个课他教了五十多年。
So he taught the same class for more than 50 years.
所以看到说神在这个课堂里面怎么样去使用他。
And so through this class, God has used this person greatly.
所以每个人学生在这个课里面得到的收获真是没有办法来数量的。
And students have learned so much from that class.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要非常的清楚说神在我们身上的计划是什么。
So we need to be very clear what is God's plan.
然后我们真的就坚决的在那个计划当中。
So we'll be walking in his plan.
那么这样我们就可以比较坦然的来拥抱我们的未来。
So we can embrace our destiny clearly.
问题是神在我们身上的计划其实有很多的不确定性。
And a lot of time that we have a lot of uncertainty of God's plan.
你在神的计划当中的时候，很多的时候你真的不知道前面的路是怎么走的。
And very often you don't know how to going forward.
其实就像夏甲母子一样。
Just like a Hagar and the son.
神给他们的计划是离开亚伯拉罕的家。
God's plan is for them to leave Abraham's home.
首先的问题你就是说我离开亚伯拉罕的家，我怎么生活
？The first question is how do I survive?
尤其是在那一个年代
，especially at that time.
但是这是神给他们的计划。
But that was the plan for God gave it to them.
夏甲终于得到了他梦寐以求的自由。
So Hagar finally got the freedom.
但是他举目无亲。
But he have no family at the time.
他也不知道前途是怎么样。
She had no idea her future.
他怎么样把这个孩子可以带大
？How can she raise this child?
所以当他在旷野迷路的时候
，When she lost in the wilderness,
再一次的遇见了神。
She met God again.
那第十七节我们就看到说神听见童子的声音。
So in the verse 17, it talks about God hears them twice.
那么我们知道以实玛利的这个名字的意思是什么？就是神听见，对不对
？So actually, Ishmael's name actually means God hears.
那么我们知道亚伯拉罕故事当中很多人的名字都是有意思的哈。
In Abraham's story, the names they have a lot that has meanings.
因为这个名字都见证了他们与神相遇的经历。
Because those names actually witness wonderful experience of encountering God.
不但如此啊，在这个故事当中，还每个人都给上帝起名字。
And not only that, many have given God different names.
当夏甲在旷野遇见神的时候
，And when Hagar met God,
那个上帝是什么？上帝是看见的神，上帝是听见的神。
And God is a God of hears, and God is God of sees.
那么当亚伯拉罕在十七章遇见神的时候
，And in chapter 17, Abraham met God.
上帝启示他是什么呀？是全能的神。
And God revealed he was a mighty God.
大家还记得那首诗歌《以勒沙代》啊？
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, yeah. 那么当撒拉遇见上帝的时候，上帝跟他启示说，耶和华岂有难成的事吗
？And when Sarah met God, God is nothing impossible.
所以，上帝是一个 无限可能的神。
So God's an infinite possible God.
那么在下一章，我们下次要讲是亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
And Abraham offered Isaac to God.
那个时候是以撒遇见了神。
And that was the time Isaac met God.
那么上帝是什么？上帝是供应的神。
And God is a God of supply.
那么耶和华以勒。
Jehovah Jireh.
那么以实玛利则是在这个故事里面遇见了上帝。
Ishmael here actually met God.
那我们知道从第九节我们大概可以知道说以实玛利并不晓得上帝的作为。
And at the verse 9 that Ishmael did not know God's work.
直到现在在旷野他遇见了神。
Until he met God in the wilderness.
上帝不但是听见而且眷顾他。
And beside God hears and also took care of him.
不但解决了他当时的困难第十九节他们有水喝可以活下去。
And beside the solve their problem have a water.
第二十节讲到说神保佑童子。
And in verse 20 talk about bless him to grow up.
所以神真正的才成为了以实玛利的神。
So then the God become Ishmael's God.
特别值得注意的在这个故事里面大家有没有注意到一个很有意思的以实玛利的名字从来没有出现。
And so if you pay attention, Ishmael's name never mentioned in this passage.
从第八节到二十一节这么长一段没有讲过他的名字。
And never mentioned his name from verse 8.8 to 21.
对于萨拉来说，以实玛利是使女的儿子。
And for Sarah, Ishmael was the bondwoman's son.
那么对亚伯拉罕说，以实玛利是他的孩子。
For Abraham, Ishmael was also his son.
那么对于上帝来说，以实玛利是个童子。
And to God, that Ishmael was a lad.
所以每次提到他的时候，都如其他的称谓来替代。
And so every time we mention him, he uses different terminologies.
这个并不是说以实玛利跟以撒相比是次等的。
And not as he was inferior.
有些人是这样推测。
And some people think that he was inferior.
没有提他的名字，这里就是说以实玛利实际上他是不晓得他名字的含义。
And probably that Ishmael did not understand the meaning of his name.
因为他的名的意思是上帝神听见嘛哈。
And his name is God hears.
他不晓得神的作为。
But if he did not know God's work.
他也不晓得神的在他身上的工作。
He did not know God's work in him.
那么直到在旷野中遇见了神。
Until he met God in the wilderness.
弟兄姐妹你曾经有遇见神吗
Dear brother and sister, have you ever met God?
我们知道在族长的时代上帝是通过声音。或者是意象或者是显现来跟亚伯拉罕来沟通的。
So in the time of patriarch, that God used voice, vision, or dreams to meet us.
那么甚至有天使来出现的。
And sometimes the angels appear.
但是在现在这个教会的时代上帝的灵是住在我们的心里面。
But in the church age, God's spirit is living us.
那么我们可以随时随地的遇到耶稣。
We can meet him anytime.
只要我们愿意在上帝面前安静我们的心、啊、
As long we are willing to quiet our hearts before him.
我们总是可以与主相遇的。
We can always meet him.
这是一个何等的福气啊。
This is a wonderful blessing.
所以我们发现上帝在我们身上的计划比以前要容易的多了。
So it's much easier to discover God's plan.
但是困难是在于有的时候我们不想要我们自己的人生我们想要别人的人生。
But difficulty is that we don't want our own plan, we want other people's plan.
Not plan, is life.
Other people's life, okay.
对这是我们苦恼和忧愁的根源。
So this is source of our distress and sorrow.
其实上帝为我们每个人量体裁衣制定了一个计划。
God made a beautiful plan for each one of us.
但这个计划需要我们去跟他配合。
And this plan needs to be cooperation from us.
那么才可以实现的。
So can be realized.
上帝在耐心的等待我们去发现这个计划。
And God is patiently waiting for us.
那我们呢真的是要欢喜快乐的去拥抱上帝为我们预备的未来。
When you happily, joyfully embrace this plan,
所以我们今天讲这个亚伯拉罕的这个系列的故事已经快到接近尾声了。
So we almost finished the Abraham story.
那么在这个思考以撒的这个出生的这个故事当中啊 我们就重新的来思考我们人生的目标是什么。
So when we look in the birth of Isaac, let's think about our life.
特别是在这个岁末年终的时候，这个是很好的时候，我们来思想这个问题。
Especially this end of the year, beginning of a new year.
那么上帝把我们放在加州中岸这个地方哈。
And God has placed us in Central Coast.
那么他有为我们的未来预备了什么呢？
He has a plan for our future.
有可能有人会问，陈牧师，我真的不知道我神给我的计划是什么。
And very often people ask, I really don't know what God's plan for me.
那我们就欢迎你参加教会要有的门徒训练哈。
So I really welcome to participate the disciple training.
那么你参加门徒训练呢，你就知道怎么样去发现上帝在你身上的计划。
Once you participate in disciple training, you will discover God's plan for you.
那么以前中国有一个很著名的传道人，大家可能听说过，叫宋尚杰哈。
And he is a very famous minister. His name is John Song.
Yeah, 他是福建人。
And he was from 福建。
那他家里边就是基督徒哈。
And his family was a Christian.
那么他后来来到美国来留学。
So he came to United States to study.
他在俄亥俄的州立大学拿到了化学的博士学位。
Ohio State, he received a doctorate degree.
那么你要知道，这个博士学位是大约100年前的嘞。
You gotta remember this is almost 100 years ago for a doctorate.
那个时候在中国，你拿个高中文凭都不得了的。
At the time, even receive a diploma from high school is something already.
如果从美国回去有个化学的博士学位，那简直是太是绝对不愁金饭碗的了。
So you know, when you have a doctorate degree in chemistry, that you're going to, you know, you're going to be rich.
所以他拒绝了一些在留在美国啊继续做研究啊发展的机会，他决定回国。
So he rejected the offers that in United States decided to go back to China.
他回国不是做他的化学博士，他决心要做传道人。
And was not continue his the profession in chemistry, he wanted to preach gospel.
所以在这个船快要到上海靠岸的时候，他就把那个象征博士学位的那个荣誉的证书啊、奖章啊，他都丢到海里。
So before he arrived Shanghai, that he's turned up the certificate of a doctorate degree.
所以就像保罗所说的，一切他都看作如粪土一样。
So everything become a rubbish.
那么他要立志做传道人。
So he determined to become minister for God.
那么他其实只活了43岁就去世了。
He only lived until 43 years old.
我想我们很多的人可能都会活他一倍多出一倍他的日子。
And sometimes our life will be double than his.
但是他传道的时间我们就是非常有限，但是神是大大的使用这个传道人。
But even though the time that God used him is very limited, but God greatly used him.
不过他传道的时候他特别有一个心愿。
And he had one wish.
他说我真的希望有个儿子。
He was wishing for a son.
如果我将来带着我的儿子一起去传道的话，那应该多么好。
If one day I bring my son to preach, isn't that wonderful?
是神的计划还是他的计划？
Was that God's plan or was that his plan?
那么他有三个女儿哈。
But at that time he had 3 daughters.
那么他第一个儿子出生的时候，出生不久就死亡了。
The first son was born and passed away.
于是他就祷告求神，又给他第二个儿子。
So he continued to pray to have a second son.
这第二个儿子到4岁的时候也去世。
And but that second son died when he was 4 years old.
所以他还是没有儿子。
So he never had a son.
但是他三个女儿怎么样？他的大女儿终身为嫁。一直做传道人。
And but the 3 daughters, that the oldest daughter become a minister all her life.
那么她的最小的女儿后来也做了传道人。
The youngest one become minister as well.
那么第二个女儿虽然没有做传道人，后来她一生都在服侍主，都是整理出很多关于宋尚杰的这个作品啊、出版啊等等。
So middle son, even though was never involved with full-time ministry, but that collected all the things that John Song has done.
所以上帝不但透过宋尚杰这短短十几年的这个传道的时间，成就了很多奇妙的工作。
And God used this person greatly, even though he only lived very short.
深刻地影响了华人的教会。
Deeply impact the whole the Christian community.
而且他的孩子，包括他的孙子，现在有人仍然做传道人。
And including his son, I mean his children and even grandchildren continue to be involved in the ministry.
所以神的计划岂不是比我们的计划要好上百倍千倍吗？
Wasn't God's plan much better, hundredfold or thousandfold?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应当信心满满的去拥抱未来。
So we need to embrace God's plan with faithfully.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们来到你的施恩宝座面前。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we come before you.
我们感谢你赐给我们美好的人生。
We want to thank you for a beautiful life.
尤其是在这个感恩的季节
，especially during Thanksgiving time，
我们真是有很多的感谢跟赞美。
There's so many things that we want to thank for, and we want to give you praise.
愿主你祝福我们的人生
，continue bless our life。
无论我们在人生的哪一个阶段
，and doesn't matter what stage we are in，
我们知道主你必有美好的心意。
You have a wonderful plan for us。
愿我们真心的去寻求你。
We'll continue seeking with sincerely.
我们更好地去认识你。
And continue to know you.
愿主你在我们身上的计划得以实现。
And you can realize your plan in us.
我们谢谢主你在耶稣基督里所为我们预备的美好的一切。
Thank you for all the things that you have prepared for us.
愿我们在上帝国度里的福分一样都不缺少。
So nothing will be lacking in your kingdom.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.